Hey everyone, Carrie Beck here with Homeschool Coffee Break, where we help you stop the overwhelm, gain some confidence so that you can take a coffee break, a homeschool coffee break. Isn't that awesome? Hey, we are right now in the middle of a series that is preparing our hearts and our kids' hearts and our families' hearts for Easter. The focus of Easter should be Jesus Christ's victory over sin and death and all the awesome things that he has done. And so what we are doing over these several weeks is looking at the names, a few names of Jesus. I actually am taking some of this information from a book called The Wonder of His Name by Nancy DeMoss Wolgemuth. Wherever you're listening to it, there should be a link to that book so you can go and read more about it. We've already talked about a few names, and we're going to move forward with two special ones. But first, we talked about Jesus, the Savior of the world. And that name comes from Joshua, which means Jehovah saves. And Joshua took the people into the promised land and saved them from the enemy. Next, we talked about Emmanuel, God with us. He is with us all the time. Today, I want to introduce two names that sort of go together. In Luke 1:35, it says, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." That is the first name that we want to talk about today. See if I can get that up there. There we go. We may have to like get on the other side before you know it. Oh no. Well, y'all just saw studio problems, lighting. If you're on the listening side, you didn't see anything. Thank goodness. Okay, Son of God. Son of God is used 47 times in the New Testament. God the Father had the Son of God, and he called him the Son of God at Jesus' baptism and transfiguration. In Matthew 3:17, and a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." Even the demons see him as the Most High Son of God and tremble. All right, we can call out Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and they want to scatter. They don't want to have anything to do with him. The relationship which the Father indicates, Jesus is God's Son. In Hebrews 1:3, it says, "The Son is the radiance of God's glory, and the exact representation of his being, of the Father's being." See, the Son is the exact representation of the Father. You can read all through Hebrews 1. It talks about him sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for our sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. He is the Son of God. In Hebrews 1:8 and 13, it continues to talk about him and how he sits at the Father's right hand until the Father makes his enemies a footstool. And that's what the Father will do. Why does Jesus get this high position of Son of God? Just think about it. Well, let's see. Jesus obeyed the Father. Jesus did the will of the Father. Jesus loves you and me so much, he died for our sins. It may sound like a broken record, but it isn't, because it is the most magnificent thing that has ever happened in all of mankind. He died for our sins because we all deserve to die for our sins, but he took our place. He sacrificed himself for us. Jesus trusted the Father. He came to do the will of the Father. Those are some of the things he did, being the Son of God Almighty. So my question to you is this, and question that you could talk to your kids about. Do you trust the Father like Jesus? Do you honor the Father like Jesus? Do you obey the Father like Jesus? Jesus came and did it all for us, and he had the perfect relationship. This should be something that we're striving. This should be something we're meditating on as we prepare for Easter or Resurrection Day, whatever you want to call it. John 3:16 is very familiar to us. Sometimes we don't have the awe and wonder, but I'm going to repeat it to you. I'm probably just going to read it and say it the way that I learned it as a child, Old King James. But for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, God's Son, he gave his one and only Son for us. And we need to ponder that. just like Mary pondered all these things. At right now, during this Lent season, or whatever you want to call it, preparation for Easter, the cross, the resurrection day, we need to really ponder who Jesus is. So the first one we want to talk about today is the Son of God. We're going to keep that same thing of Son, and we're going to say Son of Man. He is also the Son of Man, and that is probably his favorite title for himself while he was here on earth. 84 times in the Gospels alone, Jesus was called the Son of Man. I think of Mark. I haven't really looked this up, but that's where I think I see it the most. You see, he became a human. You can go look in Hebrews 3 and 4 and talk about he has suffered all the same things that we have suffered, trials and suffering, but he also hungered. He was thirsty. He was weary. He grieved when his friends died. He was tempted by Satan. He spends 40 days not eating anything, and Satan comes in and tries to tempt him three times. So he has walked in our shoes. He understands the thing. You know, I was reading a book, and I never thought about this. I think even as a man, he suffered, or he walked through the temptation or the thoughts that a single man comes in, the sexual thoughts of desiring someone, because he has walked through all of it. And that may sound, I never really thought about this, but I really thought that was an interesting way of looking at Jesus as a single man. If you were a single mom or a single dad, or some of you may not even have kids and you may just be walking in singleness. That is something or maybe your kids are walking in singleness. God, Jesus, the Son of Man, has also walked through that. He's walked in humility. He chose to be the lowliest. It is like coming from God Almighty and becoming a little ant on the earth, if we're really talking. And that doesn't even compare his majesty to what he became. It is just the opposite of me. He did not need any recognition, but I will confess my sin, that I want to impress people. I want to get recognition. And I mean, even today when I was at Bible study and people are praying, I'm thinking, I don't need that. Well, I think I need that, but I don't really. I need to humble myself and give all glory and honor and praise to Jesus Christ. You see, as the Son of Man, he came to seek and save and serve. Seek, save, and serve. The Son of God became the Son of Man so that this is it. Let me slow down. This is Nancy DeMoss Wolgamuth's quote. The Son of God became the Son of Man so that the sons of men, you and I, might become sons of God. We can only become a child of God by Jesus, the Son of God and the Son of Man. And you see, he humbled himself in his first coming, but in his future coming, he will receive all exaltation. He will come in power and glory. He came in humility, and then he will come in justice as well. And we've read this before, Philippians 2, 9 through 11. God will exalt him to the highest place, gave him the name above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. I want to close those just thoughts. I want to close with a couple questions for you, but I also want to read through a song that I learned as a child. Most of you probably don't even know it because you sing worship songs, but it is a hymn called Fairest Lord Jesus. I remember learning how to play this on the piano because my piano teacher was a Christian. And so once I learned to play fairly well, I always had a hymn every week to learn to play. So I want to read these words, and it talks about the Son of God and the Son of Man. Just sit back and listen to these words. Fairest Lord Jesus, ruler of all nation, Son of God, Son of Man, thee will I cherish, thee will I honor, thou my soul's glory, joy, and crown. Fairer the meadows, fairer the woodlands, robed in the blooming garb of spring, Jesus is fairer, Jesus is pure, who makes the woeful heart to sing. Fair is the sunshine, fair is the moonlight, and all the twinkling starry host, Jesus shines brighter, Jesus shines purer than all the angels heaven can boast. beautiful Savior, Lord of the nations, Son of God, Son of Man. Glory and honor and praise, adoration, now and forevermore be thine. It's just a beautiful hymn and praise to Jesus. He is the Son of God. He is the Son of Man. And we need to give him all praise and glory and adoration because he is far above all creation. So let's think about this. Where do you take refuge when your life is falling apart? Do you try to take control, or do you give glory and honor to God and just put your faith totally in him? Do you trust the Father like Jesus, his Son? Do you honor the Father like Jesus, his Son? Do you obey the Father like Jesus, his Son? This is something that you should meditate on. And then I also encourage you to talk to your kids about this and see where they are bringing honor and glory and praise. Now, I do like to always sort of close with a few more resources some of y'all may want. They're all written wherever you're listening or watching. First is our free Bible reading plan that goes on between Palm Sunday and Passover. So that is something that you can work on and you can just read through. It's already got the verses to read, starting with Palm Sunday all the way through Resurrection Sunday as well. We have an Easter activities book that gives lots of fun activities to keep Christ in the focus of this season as well. And so you can grab that. And then finally, we have our Easter Skies of the Cross Easter Family Bible Study. It comes as an ebook or as a bundle. The bundle also comes with checklists, charts, ways that you can sort of things you can do each day as you're preparing your kids for Christmas with Easter. And it also has some video trainings as well with more ideas for you. So that's just something if you're interested, where look wherever we're listening to it and you can get that. I can't remember if I said it, but hit the subscribe button. Let us get this information out to more and more families just so we can bless them. I know we're usually all about homeschooling, but during these 4 weeks, I want to focus on Jesus because that's where our focus should be. And we should be taking time to slow down and pay attention to what the greatest gift of all, Jesus saving us from our sins. Hey, I'm Carrie Beck with Homeschool Coffee Break. We'll talk to you next time.